Hello, George, James, Sam, Fiorella, Jessica, and Nico. This is a little audio feedback regarding your meeting that you had for your final exam. I think that overall your meeting went very well. I'm going to start just kind of at the top of my notes, so some of this is just going to seem a little random. The first thing that I noticed that is that everyone got there on time. In fact, most of you were early. That's always a good thing. Whenever you come to any kind of meeting or interview or thing like that, show up just a little bit early. That always sends a great nonverbal message. You weren't dressed up, and I went out of my way to type in there in the directions that this was a professional activity, verbally and non-verbally. I don't think that non-verbally you showed your group members or the leader, myself, that you bought into the professional aspect of this activity. You know, what you put on your body sends a message to not just the people in the group, but to the leadership or your bosses or whoever. So I would have liked to have seen you guys put on some nicer clothes. I'm not saying that you should have put on suits, but a pair of pants and iron shirts for the guys, and maybe a little more formal dresses on the girls would have been good. You guys all looked fine, but I wouldn't go as far as to say that the entire group was what I would call professional. Jessica, I thought you did a nice job of engaging in small talk. In fact, on purpose, I make myself busy so the group kind of sits there. We didn't talk about small talk. I intended to, but we didn't get around to talking about small talk. But it's always important to have just a little bit of chit-chat about the weather and your weekend, just to kind of get the creative juices flowing and kind of communicate nonverbally to everyone your mood. So small talk's real important, and you should all engage in it. So good job getting that started, Jessica. I would recommend that in any group meeting, you close the door. I left the door open on purpose, hoping that somebody in the room would notice that it was open and close it. So that's always a good practice. One of the bigger things that I think about this meeting is that it lacked goals and a plan. You guys just kind of jumped right in to talking about the individual issues. Now, Jessica did a really nice job in terms of asking, hey, should we develop a strategy? But that conversation fell completely flat. When Jessica asked that, you all should have said yes and talked about, number one, goals. You know, what did you want to accomplish? How did you want to accomplish it? What time frame did you want to have? And then, you know, debate a plan. How do we want to go about this? You kind of just stared at each other, and all of a sudden you were reading yourselves and ranking them to yourselves. I mean, there are a number of ways you could have gone about making this decision, and there was absolutely no discussion of how you were going to proceed. So next time you all have a group meeting, talk about procedure first. Don't be afraid to spend a little time talking about how you're going to go about arriving at your decision. It became pretty clear pretty quickly that a lot of you did not know what some of these programs were. So a good idea might have been to kind of take each of the items one at a time and just define them and make sure that everybody knew what they are and what the issues were surrounding them. You know, in doing this before you start saying whether you like that issue or don't like that issue or should get money or not get money, I think you guys were way too quick with your opinions about which of these things were more important than others without really making sure that everybody understood what they were. As I said, this may seem a little disjointed. I'm just kind of going down my notes. Fiorella, I would leave the latte outside of the group meeting. I don't know what message it shows, but to show up with a big old straw and a latte, unless he brought one for everybody, I think is on the border of appropriate. I mean, I would always err on the side of just leaving it outside. Maybe a bottle of water, but you know, big froofy latte I thought was a little too much. Now, I think eventually you kind of worked your way towards taking each issue one at a time and going over them all and making sure you all understood those. So nice job doing that. Jessica did a phenomenal job of constantly asking, you know, what do you think about this? And some others might have jumped in there, but she's the one that stands out as the one that was asking that kind of question. And that's so important. When you're talking about controversial issues like drugs and education and abortion rights and the Catholic Church, I mean, make sure that everybody is weighing in. So if you're a group member and you're noticing that certain people are dominating or certain people are not expressing themselves, it's your job as a group member to say, hey, what do you think, Nico? And then let Nico express himself. Nico, I think you need to speak up more. I think you need to express yourself. You got really cool, important things going on in that head of yours, and you need to put them on the table so they can be discussed. In terms of creating a procedure, when I put this list together, I actually put it into categories similarly to the way we did the scavenger hunt. If you remember back to the scavenger hunt, some things could have been achieved by going to the library, certain things could have been achieved by going to building A, some to someone going home or to their car. These issues could have been divided out. If you really were to look at them, you can see that some of them help the community in cleaning up the community. Some of them help educate the community, and others are about helping the homeless. So instead of debating each of the individual things, it might have been helpful if you kind of created categories and debated the categories first and then pigeonholed the individual things. So if you talk this out, you might have come to the fact that, hey, cleaning up our community is the most important thing to us. So let's take all of the items that are focused on making our community clean and livable and a happy place to be, and put those at the top and give those the most money. That might have been a good decision. And then all the educational things maybe second, and maybe helping the homeless third. That might have helped you to kind of, you know, jockey some of these things around. Halfway through the discussion, I felt like the ideas weren't flowing very well. You hit this lull. People weren't talking, people weren't expressing themselves, and I think you guys felt it too. George, you did a real nice job talking about the block party. I think block parties are really important. As you said, it brings the community together. It brings people out of their houses to talk about things like the crime in the neighborhood and the education and the drugs or whatever is going on in the community. So that's really nice. While you did a good job there, George, you know, talking about the block party, I do think, along with Nico, you need to express yourself a little more. You're a smart guy, both of you guys, and I think you kind of let your shyness get in the way sometimes, and you can't do that. You got to kind of put it out there. As far as I can tell, only Fiorella and George and James a little bit were making arguments for their opinions. You know, it's one thing to have an opinion about one of these issues, but it's another thing to say why you have that opinion and kind of back it up or develop the idea. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I'm not giving money to needle exchange programs, but another thing to say, I'm not giving money to needle exchange programs because they do this, 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 and this. And there was a little bit of that going on. Fiorella doing a lot of it, and like I said, George and James doing a little, but I think overall more people need to, you know, jump in there. Samantha, you need to get in there with more substance. You did a lot of, yeah, uh-huh, I agree, which is a good thing. Everyone needs to be doing that, but I think you need to kind of put your ideas out there a little more and express yourself and express your feelings about some of these issues. I felt like you were holding back and not really contributing as much as I think you would have liked to. You guys didn't really talk about how much some of this stuff costs. Some of these programs may be important, but not cost as much money, so you might not need to give as much money to some of those things. Eventually, you guys got to a good talk about gangs and AIDS and guns, and I think I told you this live in person, that once you got into those issues, you know, a half hour into this, there was a great discussion of these really important community issues, and I thought that was really good. Don't let time kill a good discussion. I think you guys jumped on the, oh my God, we're running out of time, you know, issue way too early. And you ended up, I think, finishing even early. I mean, you had this great discussion about gangs and AIDS and guns going on, and then someone said something about time and it just kind of stopped. You know, you could assign this money in 5 minutes. But I think that's something that should have been set up at the beginning, you know, deciding how long you were going to debate and then how long you were going to save to kind of distribute the money. I think George did a great job of sharing some personal experiences, some personal things that he's gone through that makes some of these issues real close to him, and I think that had a good effect on the group. And that's right in that section of the discussion when I think things started getting really deep and you guys really started talking about these issues, which is what I truly wanted. You know, if you ask me what I really want out of this discussion, I would say some goal setting and some planning and some debate about process. And then second, digging deep into these issues, which I think you guys really did very nicely. Nico, you need to jump in there without being asked, buddy. Come on. I know I've said this three times, but I wrote it three times in my notes. I threw some deliberately charged issues on the table. The pro-life stuff and then the Catholic sponsorship of one of the activities, and there really wasn't much discussion about those two issues. And groups, you know, I understand how you want to stay away from those kind of controversial things, but I don't think you can, you know, outright ignore them. Last note I had here is that Fiorelli did a nice job whipping out the computer there. So overall, I think you guys had a good discussion. You got deep into the issues. I'd like to see you do a little more planning and debating of, you know, process. But overall, you guys were a great group. I enjoyed listening to what you guys had to say about these issues, and I think you are. I'm sure by the time you hear this, you've seen the grade I gave you on this already. So good work. Have a great summer.